Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Monday night on I've Got Your Number. Thank you for tuning in. Wow, we got a full board. A lot of hands are up. We want to talk to our great guest, Maria G. Moss. She's an angel intuitive, a medium, a spiritual teacher, co-founder of the International Association of Angel Practitioners, and I could go on and on, but I'm going to leave the rest. Of course, joining me tonight, always, is my co-host, anchor, Joanna Garfi McNally. How are you, Jo?
I'm doing very good. Thank you.
We have a Tricia tonight, feeling a little under the weather. But so we're going to let her relax a little bit. But I'll guarantee you, as a psychic, she'll come on because she'll have a question to do. But that's okay. We love Tricia. Anyway, let us begin that upon us is our super full moon, which is going to be in Capricorn. It'll peak as of tomorrow. So I know that Joanna and I have spoken, I've spoken to some other people, and people are complaining that they are having problems with computers, their phone, technology. Yeah, but it's not a Mercury retrograde. This is a very big moon, especially it's in the seventh universal month. Seven being the mystical number, the magical number. It has many connotations to it, like 7 days of our creation. We have the 7 basic chakras, the 7 wonders of the world. It is most significant in our logic mind as our spiritual intuitiveness. And during this 7 months, we're going to be feeling that I want to think about it. I need to not push it. I need to go slower. And then you're going to have this burst of energy saying, oh, I can't wait. I want to go here. I'm going to do this. I want to do that. And then as quickly as that could come in, as quickly as you could feel, I'm tired. I'm just tired. So we blame it on the weather, or we blame it on I just didn't sleep well last night, which is something that your sleep could be of a disturbance during this 7 months universally. We look to balance our spiritual consciousness. So it goes very deep. We go very deep. And you will find you could listen to TV or you could get notices on your phone, computer, that there will be more discoveries being shown to us, especially with archaeologists, especially with animals. They're telltaling, and we're going to have our past, no pun intended, dug up with archaeology and their findings. Very mystical, very magical. What do you do during this time? Well, it's kind of like a reflection, as I said. It's time for a review. If you're not too sure what to do or you feel like you're just crazed, go hug a tree. Who cares what people think? Hug a tree. It's grounded. It's rooted. It's with the earth. Also, the 7 presents issues with skin. And with your skin, watch yourselves in the sun. Sometimes you need to watch what you eat. Your body is not digesting it as usual. You could break out with a rash or whatever. Dry skin, drink more water. Again, if you're a sun worshiper, please protect your skin. This moon that we are in is also known as the Buck Moon. And this is about where the male deer, their antlers, are finished forming, and they begin hardening. And now what happens, they start to grow new ones, which will be very impressive to the female deer for when they start to go into rut. So we call this the buck moon. Some Indians or natives, they call it the hay moon. This is when farmers are gathering the hay. So they could be coming down to the end of summer and people are buying hay for their cattle and horses and so forth. So the moon, though, is in Capricorn. And Capricorn is the discipline sign. It is the commitment sign. It's the authority sign. It's the responsibility sign. And trust me, with the seven and the moon, you're going to be looking for clarity. You're going to be looking to get away from your old beliefs. So don't be afraid to touch that. Don't be afraid to go within. You're going to come out of it. You'll have fun, and then you'll rest again. And as they say in the Bible, the Creator said on the seventh day, let there be rest. So that's why I say you may feel a little out of it. But with all that, we still have a great show. And before we get started with Maria, next week we're going to have Julian Michaels, a numerologist. We're going to have the following week Valerie Croce Steele and Judy Jarvis. These are two of the readers. We got quite a few more who are going to be with us at the Gilboa Psychic Fair at the Gilboa Museum. I think this is our third or fourth annual fair. And we're hoping that it doesn't rain. That's going to be on July 31st. And if it does rain, then we're going to be having it on Sunday, August 7th. But I hope you could all make it. It's posted all over our Facebook pages. And Valerie and Judy, who are two of the top readers that are there, will be taking some of your questions that night, a little bit what they do. And Judy, a wonderful psychic intuitive through animal drawings, your animal totem, and Valerie, who is a phenomenal intuitive medium and also an angel practitioner and a spiritual teacher. So we're going to have Gloria, who will be there, who's going to do regressions. We have another dynamic lady, Jenny, will be there. She's an angel, another angel card reader. Joanna, of course, that she does her readings, and let's see, I know I'm missing people.
Shalimar.
But
Shalimar.
Shalimar is going to be there, tarot. And Diva, she's a tarot reader. And, of course, we're going to have vendors, and our wonderful friend, Jo Marie, is going to be there selling her jam and jams. So let me tell you, these are great jams. A lot of them are sugar-free. She only uses the fresh fruits, nothing artificial. And I'm sure you will want some. Take it home. Get it as a gift for people. So it's going to be a great fair. I hope we will see you. And without further ado, I don't think I forgot anything, did I? I don't think so.
I was a disclaimer, but I'm not sure if it's, you know, disclaimer the opinions expressed on the show, including our guests, and not those of any spiritual or religious organization, teaching, or teacher, unless otherwise noted.
Thank you for that.
And we're all set.
Thank you for that. You see, that's why you're my right hand. And without further ado, let us introduce Maria G. Moss. And I just lost my entire screen. How was that? Here we go. We're back again. See? Computer. Anyway, Maria, thank you so much for being with us. When we booked this, it was like a long time ago, and it came upon us so fast. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Lois. Hi, Joanna. Hi, Tricia in the background, and hello, listeners. Yeah, it was a while ago that we booked this, and thank you so much for inviting me, and I'm really happy to be joining you ladies tonight.
Well, we're happy to have you. So give us a little intro about who you are and what you do. And you're very fascinating, so let's tell people.
Okay, well, I am, and I call myself an angel intuitive medium and spiritual teacher. I thought about it for a long time before I chose these titles. There's so many things you could call yourself in this line of work, but I felt that that really rounded out what I do. I work with angels and spirit guides. I help others connect with their angels and spirit guides. I teach. I do readings. I write books. I create card decks. I create websites. I do all of that kind of stuff.
And you have a new deck of cards.
Yes, I do. That is my latest project, actually. I wanted to create my own angel oracle card deck for a long, long time. I've worked as a tarot reader for many, many years. I actually, the way I started working with angels was actually through tarot. I worked with tarot first, with tarot cards. And there's a story that goes with that. I had been working, it was in 2009, I was working professionally reading tarot cards. That was not my full-time job. I am a retired public school teacher. But while I was still working in public school, I began reading tarot on the side. I really enjoyed working with the tarot because it's very helpful for so many things. I really like helping people, and it was a very inspiring work to do. So I was working with tarot, and I suffered a really traumatic loss in my life. It was my grandmother, who I was very close to. And what happened was I started, this was in 2009, I lost my inspiration for reading the tarot cards. So I, one day I went to a bookstore back when we still had physical bookstores on Long Island, and I went into Borders. And I remember as I walked through the front doors, I silently, and you know, my mind said to God, please, you know, give me something that's going to inspire me and get me back into doing the work that I love to do. Besides my teaching career, I like working as a tarot card reader. So I made my way over to the metaphysical section, and I came upon a book called Healing with the Angels. My eye kind of like went right to it. And I took out the book, and I started leafing through it, and I just instantly felt like I needed to have this book. I needed to read this book. And then I made my way over to the shelf where they had the display where they sold their tarot cards and their angel oracle cards and other kinds of oracle cards. And the same thing, my eye went right to a deck that I love to this day. It's called the Archangel Oracle Cards. And I took the deck and the book home, and I started reading the book, and I took the oracle cards out, the angel oracle cards, and I started working with them. And right away, I felt so uplifted. I felt so much better. And the next thing you know, I was working with my tarot cards again. But this time, I started working with blending my tarot readings with angel readings, and it took off from there in ways that I couldn't have imagined. I ended up, long story short, fast-forwarding now a long ways off. In 2015, I became a co-founder of an organization called the International Association of Angel Practitioners. And I co-founded that with two other folks, and we were teaching classes on working with angels, and we were offering certifications as angel practitioners and that kind of thing. And we had a real good run for a few years, and then we all kind of started going our separate ways, you know, working on different things, getting busy with other things. But I always felt that I needed to keep the angel practitioners website going. And to this day, we still have hundreds of members. And we have gold members, and we have, they're the people that pay to have their page on the website. And then we have free members, people that just, you know, they want to be there and be involved in things, but they're not paying to have a page on the website. So it started with that. So from there, I felt inspired. I had to have my own website as well. I'm like, well, I'm doing all these things and I'm helping promote all these other practitioners. I need to have something more of my own. So that's where I built MariaGMoss.com. And that's what led me all along. And in the back of my mind, I keep feeling like I have to create an angel oracle deck of my own. But I was very, very busy working full time. You know, I have a husband, I have two cats. You know, we have busy lives. And this was a project I really needed to, like, set some time aside, uninterrupted. And in the between all of that, I had published my book, Angel Practitioner Handbook. But that's another whole thing. That I did in between while I was working. But the card deck, for some reason, I felt like I really needed to be retired from my public school teaching job to really focus on it. And as soon as I retired and I found myself having the time, I began working on the deck. And the funny thing is, even though I had thought about it for years, once I actually sat at the computer and started working on my deck, it only took me a matter of a few weeks to actually put the deck together. And I feel it was divinely inspired. It just flowed. It just came to me. I just knew what the cards had to say. I knew the pictures that belonged on them. Some of the photographs in the card are photographs that I took myself, different places that I went with my husband. And others are stock images. But there's a few of them that I took. It was about 6 or 7 of them out of the 44 cards in the deck that were actually my own photography. And I have that information all listed in the about card that comes with the deck. It tells you about the deck and about the images in it and how to work with the deck. And there's also a card in the deck when you purchase it that gives you a link to a free download to a guidebook and journal that you can use along with the deck. Now, what's unique about this deck, and I call it the Angelic View Oracle Cards, what's unique about this deck is it's not the same size as most of the standard angel oracle decks. It's the size of a tarot deck, of a standard tarot deck. And that was on purpose because for me, my tarot cards and my angel cards work together. And it's a marriage made in heaven, no pun intended. So what you can do with these cards is you can actually literally, because they're the same size, shuffle them right into your tarot deck so that this way you'll draw tarot cards and angel cards as randomly. Or you can work with them as separately. You can pull some tarot cards. You can pull some angel cards. Or the beauty of the Angelic View Oracle cards is that you can work with this deck by itself with no other cards. And another great thing is that you don't really need any experience as a card reader to begin working with these cards. They're very simple and easy to use. All you have to do is have an open mind, an open heart, and just have a belief in the higher power and that the angels are there to help you and guide you. And you just quietly in your mind, you address your questions to the angels. You ask them to show you what you need to know most that's in your highest good. You shuffle the deck, focusing on whatever it is you want to know, and you draw some cards. Or you can just say, show me what I need to know most that's in my highest good, just like that in general, and get a message. You can do different spreads. You can do single cards. You don't have to do spreads. You could just pull, do a daily draw. And you can get insight and guidance from your angels. And no psychic ability is needed in order to work with these cards. And you don't have to know how to interpret any arcane symbols. Because like the tarot cards, which I taught tarot card classes, tarot cards are a specific system. And, it takes a while to really learn and digest all of that information and how to work with tarot cards. And each card has specific meanings, and they're designed to have those meanings, and they have different symbolism in them, and you really need to know the numerology, the astrology, and other types of symbolism that are in the tarot cards to become a proficient tarot card reader. And then what happens is, as working with them, it helps
you with your intuitive abilities, and it starts, if you have psychic ability also, it'll start to help exercise that as well, working with those, with the tarot cards. But with the oracle cards, you don't need that.
Maria.
Yes.
Maria, you have so many callers here. Is there a way that they could see these cards and then get an idea? Because you have a load of people here that are looking to talk to you.
Absolutely, and I'm going to do some readings for them all, too, with the cards tonight. All you have to do, if you want to check out the cards that I have and you want to view them or purchase them or just find out more about them, go to mariagmas.com. That's Maria, M-A-R-I-A, middle initial, G, Maas, MAAS.com. And right
beautiful.
On there, my homepage, you'll see a button that says the Angelic View Oracle Cards. And you click on that, and it'll take you to where you get all the information, and you can see sample images of the cards and all of that.
Beautiful. And I didn't mean to sound like I'm cutting you off, but...
Oh,
as
not at all. You have to keep track of time.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I'm glad that you know how this works because it's really time that you got to watch. Anyway, you are going to take some calls here. So how
Absolutely.
Do you want a question imposed? Is there a yes and not what you don't want to do, what you want to do? How do you want it done?
Okay, this is what we'll do. Just like what I've done on my own radio shows, and I just would like to mention that on Sunday, August 7th, live at 2 p.m. Eastern, will be the premiere of my brand new show named after my deck, and it's going to be called The Angelic View. And I'll have that information on my website as well, mariagmas.com. Okay, well, for callers, I'm very excited to do readings for you tonight. It's best if you don't have a specific question. If you have a specific question, that's fine, but without giving me a lot of detail, I just be very brief about it, because the less information I have, the better. Or if you don't have a specific question and you just want some insight and guidance from the angels, we can do that too. So either way, and I will shuffle the cards. I prefer not to do health-related questions. But anything else is fine. And I cannot do a reading for anybody from somebody that's not present. So please don't ask me about somebody else. It has to be about yourself.
And only one question, please. You could always book a reading with Maria, and we want to be fair to other people because they're holding on a long time. And in this case with Block Talk, we go right down the line, and we try to make it that everybody gets on. So let us begin, Maria, and I'm going over here to, I believe it's Blair.
Hello?
Hi, Blair. Is this you?
Hi. Yes. Thank
Hi,
you.
How are you?
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Blair.
My voice is a little bit hoarse. Hi.
That's okay.
My question is, so I have been, all of a sudden, I'm working three different jobs and like juggling a lot, feel a little bit overwhelmed, and this is all happening before I've found my new home. I've been living in a motel. So I guess I'm kind of wondering why it's happening like this.
You want to know why this is happening?
Yeah.
You
want
to know what lessons might be in it for you? Oh, let's see if the tarot can give us some insight on that. And I'll also pull some cards from my deck, The Angelic View. So I'm going to just shuffle the cards. I'm going to focus on your question to give Blair some insight on what she needs to know most. That's in her highest good of why, what has led her to come to this situation of juggling three jobs and living in a motel. So let's give us some insight about that. And we also want to get some advice on how to move forward from here and how to get yourself into a better situation. So we'll kind of look at past,
present, and future. I thought I would get the house first, then be busy with work. Instead, I'm still like sort of in a temporary situation living while work is busy.
Okay. Give me a minute. Okay. All right, Blair. Okay, so the card I pulled for you from my Angelic View Oracle card is the card of help and support. Okay. I'm hearing my voice playing back. I'm getting some feedback.
No, you're good.
So somebody,
you sound...
somebody might have their speaker up or something. Okay.
No, you sound
good.
No,
for 1 minute. Yeah.
Okay, so the angels, are you aware that you have a whole angelic support team around you? Blair, are you aware of this?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you want, you know, just know that you are supported. You want to, the angels are not going to interfere in your God-given free will. You have to let them know that you're open to their help and support. So what you want to do is you want to make a habit of calling on them daily and asking them for their guidance and their support. Just be open to it. Okay. Now, as far as the tarot cards go, okay, I see in the past that there's been some, it's been like depression. There has been, I don't know if you might have had an issue with maybe being over-medicated or self-medicating. Because cards that indicate some kind of not being clear about things and being very fuzzy. So, did you have any feelings of depression in the past and things that might have been dragging you down and drawing you into this negativity? Because you have the card of the moon, and the card of the moon it's in the past, though. Just keep in mind that this is in the past. This isn't now. Okay, this
mm-hmm.
is what, because we asked what led up to this, okay? So I'm getting the feeling here from these cards that you might have been holding yourself back from receiving blessings that are there for you because you're getting caught up and you're repeating things in your mind over and over again that are bringing you down and putting, like, negative energy around you. You understand what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, now
so
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
You're mm-hmm. okay. It's something that's being repeated, and it's making your mind, you know, it's not giving you a clear vision of reality. It's you're dwelling on this something that happened in the past. So you need to separate yourself from that past. The past is the past, okay? Because the center card, the card of the present shows that I'm holding on too tightly. So it leads me to think that we're repeating some of this that's going on. Okay, you have the Four of Pentacles. The Four of Pentacles also comes up when somebody is holding on, you know, on tightly to their finances. So you did indicate that you know, been juggling three jobs and you're, you know, living in this motel. So, of course, you know, money management is a difficult thing, okay, right now. But you want to be open and you want to envision yourself in the home that you desire to be in. And you want to spend some time daydreaming about it, okay? I tell my students this many times, daydreaming is not a waste of time, and I'll tell you why. Daydreaming allows you to experience something as if it's really happening now. And it's going to, the law of attraction is like attracts like. Okay, because everything in the universe has vibrations. You have positive vibrations and negative vibrations. So you want to keep yourself in as much positive vibration as possible to draw to you more of what you want and deflect what you don't want. Okay, so you want to spend some time daydreaming and really visualizing yourself with doing the work that you want to do, having maybe one job instead of three jobs, if that's, you know, what type of job would that be? And visualize the home that you would like to be living in and spend, really feel what it would be like. See it, feel it, okay, like it's now, okay? Now also call upon your angels to help you take the next right step every day. Say, you know, guardian angel, please. Help me, lead me towards that which is in my highest good. Help me to make the right choices and decisions today as I move forward with whatever it is that I'm working on in my life. because you have the beautiful card that you have coming up in the near future is the Ace of Cups. Okay, and the Ace of Cups is our blessings overflowing. It's heaven-sent blessings. So you have to be open to receive them, and you have to also feel worthy of it as well. Okay, because that's also a big thing. So that's why, that's what led you to where you are now, and that's how to move forward and get past it and get into a better place.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I hope that works for you. Give it a try. Call upon your guardian angel. You don't need to know your guardian angel's name. It doesn't matter. Okay, and you can also call upon Archangel Shamuel, okay, Shamuel. And that name actually translates to God sees, because God sees everything, okay? And this angel can help you find whatever it is that you need to find, something as small as a lost set of car keys, something to as big as peace of mind. So this archangel can help you find the work that would empower you and the work that would support you to live the type of lifestyle that you desire and to help you find the right home where you will be the happiest. So call upon Archangel Shamuel as well, okay?
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good
one.
All right, bye-bye.
We'll keep on headphones. All right, let's move on down here. This is Maria. Hello, Maria. How are you?
Hello?
Hi, Maria.
There's another Maria? You have another?
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, hi. Who is this?
Hello?
Hi, Maria.
How are you?
We're
good, honey.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Okay, long time and not calling.
Long time. What's going on? What's your question?
My question is, I'm going to go in Italy in September. You think it's going to be all right if I go over there, you know? They're going to
visit
me.
You'll be fine. What do you think, Maria?
I'm having trouble hearing her. It was staticky.
Okay.
And at first I wasn't sure he was talking to me.
She's going to Italy in September. She just wants to know if her trip will be fun, safe, a good time.
All right.
You're going on a trip, you're saying, in September?
Yes.
To Italy.
To Italy. Oh, well, that sounds like a wonderful trip. Okay. And you want to know if it's going to be a safe trip? Is that the question?
Yeah, safe. We're going to be okay, even if finance, you know. I want to show it to my daughter a few places.
She wants to know if it's a safe trip, a fun trip, you know, to do the things that she's been planning to do for a long time with her daughter.
Oh, okay. Let's see what the angels have to suggest about your trip. Okay. Let's see what they have. Okay. Hey, Maria, concentrate with me. We're going to connect with your angels and spirit guides. I'm going to ask my angels and spirit guides to connect with your angels and spirit guides, and I ask to see, hear, feel, or know whatever Maria that's on the line needs to know about her upcoming trip to Italy this September with her daughter. Let's see what the angels have to tell us. Okay. Okay, I'm also shuffling some tarot cards. We'll see what comes up with that. Regarding your trip to Italy. All right. I think it's looking good right away here. Okay. Okay, so this is something you've been wanting to do for some time, is it not, Maria?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Have you ever been to Italy before?
Yes, 3 years ago.
Okay. Because I feel like the card I'm looking at is the Nine of Wands, and that's the card that in tarot stands for, like, been there, done that kind of thing. So I'm wondering, I have to ask you, was there something that was unpleasant about that last trip, and is that why you're questioning this now?
Yes.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. See, the tarot knows. Okay, the angels know. What's beautiful about the cards is that when you connect and you really ask with an open heart and mind and you allow spirit and the angels to communicate with you, they're going to help the right cards show up to give you the answer that you need. So now we know that your unsettled feelings are coming from a previous bad experience, okay, and you do not want to drag that with you forward, okay? Just because the last experience wasn't pleasant doesn't mean that this one's not going to be pleasant. But if you keep dwelling on the idea that it's going to be unpleasant, guess what? You're going to draw all kinds of unpleasant things to you, okay? So you have to set that aside. It's almost like what I was saying to Blair. Leave the past in the past, okay? Now, the card that comes up in the present is the card of strength and fortitude, and it's Roman numeral 8, which is personal power. Also a very karmic card, okay? You have the strength within you to let go of this prior thing that happened that was unpleasant. You have the strength to leave that behind, okay? And do you have pets? Do you work with animals?
No.
No. Okay. So there's no concern. You don't have to worry about leaving a pet at home and being gone for a while. So there's nothing like that that's interfering with this. So it's strictly from the past. Okay. So I'm just looking at everything that's in the card and what it could possibly be. Okay. So what's coming up in the near future with the tarot cards is the card of the sun. And that's one of the happiest cards in the entire 78 cards in the deck. The sun is all about happiness, and it's what the angels are advising you to do is to go on this trip with a childlike view. When you're a young child and when you're a little kid and you go on a vacation with a family member, it's so exciting and it's so much fun, and you're not worrying about anything. You're not bringing any negative baggage with you. You're just looking forward to all the fun you're going to have. So you have to look towards this trip with that childlike enthusiasm and forget about anything that happened in the past that wasn't pleasant. Okay, that's what the angels are advising you. I also have some cards from my Angelic View Oracle deck. Okay, so here's some other information. Okay, you got the number 888 comes up. Okay, and that's one of the angel numbers. So when you see repetitive patterns, okay, you want to pay attention to numbers that keep repeating. If you happen to see the number 888, take notice of it if it comes up somewhere, because that's telling you that you're in a time of abundance. They're telling you to whatever you put your loving energy into brings you really good things. It brings you great rewards, good karma. It's a very good karmic time. And remember I said you had the card of strength, which was Roman numeral 8? There's that number 8 again. Okay, so number 8 is an important number for you. Okay. Also, you have 1111. 1111 is an angel number as well. So it could be 111. It could either be 3 ones or 4 ones. Okay. People sometimes see the 3 ones a lot. Other people say someone, they look at the clock and it's 1111. They'll be driving down the road and they'll stop at a red light. The license plate in front of them has 4 ones on it or 3 ones on it. When you see a lot of repeating ones, what they're saying to you?
My father born on 11 in November.
What was that?
My father born in November 11.
Oh, wow. Okay, so your father was born on November 11th.
Yes.
So now, Is your father living?
No. My father died
okay.
Over here.
So your father is okay. So this now is your father from Italy?
Yes.
Okay. So this is, you know what this is saying. You could start reading into this right with me. What do you think it's saying? I think it's saying that your dad is watching over you, and that he's going to be with you on this trip, and he doesn't want you to worry about anything, and he wants you to enjoy yourself. What do you think it means?
Thanks.
Yeah, you both did.
You right away made that connection that 11/11 meant something to you. Okay?
Yeah, my father born at 11.
Okay, so now know that he's with you. Okay, and I'm also going to tell you that 11/11 is a spiritual number, and it's also connected with the angels. And when this is reminding you to keep your thoughts positive. When you see multiple ones like that, it's reminding you that your thoughts are things, and that you're manifesting into reality the things that you think about and focus on the most. Okay? Now, the last card from my Angelic View Oracle card is the card of healthy boundaries. And it's reminding you that it's okay to say no. Okay? So if that has something to do with either somebody you're traveling with or somebody you're going to be visiting, okay, when you get to Italy, angels are reminding you that, you know, you don't always have to say yes to everything, okay? It doesn't make you a bad person, okay? It's very important to know when something is too much and somebody's asking too much from you and you need to say no, okay? So I hope that this information that came through from the angels and your spirit guides today helps you, Maria, and I go forward. You go with that childlike enthusiasm and leave anything, you know, negativity that happened from a previous trip in the past. It's not going to happen again.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Maria, listen, we thank you.
Thank you very, very much. God bless you, both of you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Angel blessing.
You're going to have a good trip. You'll have a good trip, dear. You're going to have a good trip. Okay, we're going on over here. I don't know where we're going on.
347707?
I don't even know where I am. This is crazy. holy. Nilda. Hey, Nilda. How are you?
Hi, lady. Good. How are you, Joanna? Hi, Maria.
Good.
Thank you for being on the show. Real quick. You've answered all of my questions. I keep scratching out questions. I write them, and then you answer them. So I'm just going to be to the point. I've been learning a lot about angel cards, and they've been coming to me. So I would like to know what is the next step that my angels would like for me to do.
Oh,
in this,
I love that.
Journey that I'm in.
What's your first name again?
Nilda.
Nilda?
Yes, N-I-L-D-A.
Mm-hmm. Nilda, okay. Okay, so just concentrate with me, Nilda, while I shuffle. I'm going to draw some cards for you. I'm going to ask my angels and spirit guides to communicate with Nilda's angels and spirit guides. Please help me to see, hear, feel, or know whatever Nilda most needs to know that's in her highest good with the next step with her working with angels and so forth. That's what you'd like to know, right, Nilda?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Pull another few cards. I'm going to shuffle my tarot cards for you now. All right. Nilda. Okay. So, for my angel cards, the Angelic the Oracle cards, you get the angel number 000, and that's reminding you that God is always in control, okay? So if you see a lot of patterns, you start to see the number zero a lot. It's reminding you that God is in control. Nothing happens without his permission.
Mm-hmm.
And that as somebody that's going to work with angels, just know that we can call upon them for assistance. We call upon them for help. But just know that all glory goes to God. We can thank our angels for helping us, but we praise God. We don't praise angels. Okay, so that's the lesson in that card. And then they're talking about meditation, and they're saying that you need to quiet your mind so that you can be open to receiving the angelic guidance. So I don't know if you're practicing meditation regularly, but it's You should be doing it a bit more. That's the feeling that I'm getting. They want you to spend more time meditating.
Okay.
And you can see you can do guided meditations because that's very helpful. Okay. And your guardian angel is with you, reminding you that, that you're never alone. So your guardian angel is working closely with you. And I believe that I get the feeling like you've been talking to your guardian angel since you were a little girl.
Yes.
Okay.
Now,
As far as tarot cards go, you have the Six of Wands, and the Six of Wands is when you're working towards something that you want to achieve, and you're making progress. It's not overnight success, but it's showing that you're moving in the right direction. Okay. I think you got the Seven of Swords, and that leads me to think that. But sometimes you don't trust yourself. You know, when you, this is where you need to sit and work and do a little bit more meditation and calm your mind, get rid of, you know, push the ego aside and just let the angels speak through you. Okay. Keep a pen and a note, you know, a notebook, a little notebook and pen next to you when you do your meditation. And as soon as you come out of the meditation, jot down everything that you can remember that made an impression on you during the meditation, the thoughts that came to you, okay? So this way you don't forget them. And also pay attention to your dreams, okay? Maybe keep a notebook by your bed if you find yourself having dreams that, you know, you wake up and you're like, wow, that's like interesting. Why did I dream that? Just jot it down before you forget it. And, you know, start keeping track of these things because angels will whisper to you during your sleep as well, okay? They like to talk to us when we're sleeping because that's when we're very open to receiving, okay?
Okay.
And you can you could also ask them to help you to remember your dreams as well. You also got the Tower card. And this is a card showing that we have to, things have to really fall apart before they can go back together. And there may be some practices and things from the past that, like things, lessons that need to be unlearned before you learn the new things, if that makes sense to you. That's what I was
coming to. Yes, it makes a lot of sense, yes.
Okay, that's what they're saying in the name, and that's what I'm hearing in my head. Okay, so I'd like to pull one more card for you before we end this. And I want to pull a card from you, for you from the Archangel Oracle card. And I want to see if any other angels come up for you. I see who's the one that's working very closely with you now or who you should be calling upon.
Okay.
Uriel. Archangel Uriel.
His name
means light of God. You do.
Yep.
Okay, so this is acknowledgement now, you know, that he is around you and he brings you a lot of really bright ideas. It's like when you call, when you ask the angels to guide you and help you, and then all of a sudden you get like, you put it aside, you don't think about it, you go about your business, and then like out of the blue, something comes into your mind, and you're like, oh, that's it. Why didn't I think of that before? That's Archangel Uriel trying to get your attention and answering your questions and your prayers.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it,
Maria.
Thank you.
So
I'll be on the air.
Thank you very much. Angel blessings, Nelda.
Thanks to you.
All right, let's move on down here because time is moving. We're going to go over here to Deborah. Hey, Deb.
Okay.
Hi, Deborah.
Everybody, hello. Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here. Deborah from Hawaii. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fascinated listening to everybody. Thank you, Maria, for taking my call and doing this.
You're welcome.
I feel like I'm on the threshold of something, but I don't know what that something is. And I'm wondering if you can enlighten me a little bit.
Okay. I'm pulling some cards to you as you speak. Let's see what we have. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, pull some tarot cards. I'm going to get you some cards from my deck as well. Okay. Let's see what we got. Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay, Deborah, what I have for you, okay, five's come up, the number five, okay, and mm-hmm. when you see repetitive numbers of five, it often indicates that your life is in a state of flux, okay,
yes.
and the angels are reminding you, go with the flow, and they're
uh-huh.
also reminding you that change can bring with it golden opportunity, so don't
mm-hmm.
be so resistant to change. Okay.
Right.
It's funny that one of the tarot cards that came up was the Five of Pentacles, and there's that five again. And it's that card brings about a feeling of being left out in the cold. And they want you to know that, you know, when you might feel like you've been left out of something, and you know, didn't get something that you should have gotten, but help is there. It's not all lost. And sometimes we have to let things go that no longer serve us to move forward, okay? So they're saying don't resist the change, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're reminding you to also meditate as well, quiet your mind and let them speak to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I see that you're very often pulled in two different directions, okay? But it comes with the card of strength, the Chariot, where, you know, the card of the Chariot is about willpower, okay? So it's about getting control of your thoughts and your mind and what you really want and
mm-hmm.
not wavering, okay?
Right, that makes sense.
That's going to, okay. And now also you got angel number 999 as well came up, okay? And that is reminding you that you're near completion of something, okay? You're near completion of a significant life cycle, and whatever you've been seeking closure on, you're going to find it very soon, and that now is the time to get ready to start anew. Okay.
Okay.
And they're talking about, you have Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael coming through, reminding you to make healthy lifestyle choices, okay, and ask them to help boost. It's Archangel Michael to help boost your willpower and Archangel Raphael to help you make those better lifestyle choices.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Makes sense. Thank you. Thank you,
very
ladies.
Good. I'm glad it makes sense.
Okay.
Angel blessing.
Thank you.
There. Okay. We're going on.
I'm
going
to keep.
I cut her off. I'm so sorry. Maria, if people want to find you, how do they do that?
Oh, they can just go to my website, mariagmash.com. That's mariagmash.com, mariagmash.com. And if they'd like to email me, some people, they want an email address, it's maria@mariagmash.com.
Perfect. We're going to go over here to Long Island, John. Hey, John, how are you?
Hello, ladies. How is everybody this evening?
We're good. How about you, buddy?
Very
okay.
well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Maria, I'm just going to ask you simply, what do you see? What are the angels trying to say to me, around me?
I like that kind of question. Okay, let's ask the angels, what do you want John to know right now that's in his highest good? Let's see what we come up with. Okay, I'm going to open cards for you. Okay. 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 All right, John. Okay. You have, I don't know if you're aware of it, but you have psychic ability yourself, and the angels are telling me that you're very highly intuitive as well, and that you need to pay attention to that more. Okay?
Okay.
They said, have you ever done any studying? Have you done some reading up on this kind of thing of working, with strengthening your intuition, developing psychic abilities?
Well, it's funny you say that. Quite a few you know, psychic intuitives like yourself
mm-hmm.
have told me the same exact thing.
Okay,
you know, so you,
well.
You know, it's they say it's there. For a while, I was trying to develop it, and I have to get back to it. You know, I do pull every morning or every evening, I pull an angel card for myself from an angel deck.
Perfect.
You know, I've been doing that
very
for
good.
A while. You know, but what you're saying is not
mm-hmm.
something that I – it's not the first time I've heard that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're definitely trying to get your attention. And when, you know, it's these patterns. Like I talked about the angel numbers and the repeating numbers. When you
right.
hear – when somebody says something to you and one person tells you something and then all of a sudden someone else tells you, you know, you got to pay attention
yeah.
to these things because angels, they'll repeat things that are important. They'll
right.
repeat it. So, you know, hopefully you'll get it. You'll say, oh, you know, so he's trying to they're
yeah.
trying to get my attention. So definitely do that. Pick up some books, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, read some books. You know, you don't have to buy books. You can go to the library if you want. You know, there's so
right.
many things. You there's lots of information online, but you just have to be careful about the source of the information. You want to make sure it's a reliable source. So, you know,
okay.
get some books from you know, from well-known authors and things like that, to, you know, to help you work on these things. And by all means, if you want, sign up for my newsletter, read my blog.
I
you know, I
already
saw, oh, you
I,
did?
I saw,
okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
The other day, I signed yeah. One
okay,
lowest.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic, because I give a lot of information out. And the with the you're getting you also were getting the angel number 999 coming up for you. So like the other lady. And it's about nearing completion of something that's in a significant life cycle. And you're coming to the end of a significant life cycle and ready to start something new. So be open to that. They're also reminding you of the healthy lifestyle choices and
okay.
About willpower and, you know, asking Archangel Michael to help you boost that willpower and Archangel Raphael to help you make the better lifestyle choices. And you're also getting the number 333.
Okay,
and that means that this is a fertile time for growth and creativity. So if any kind of creative endeavor, this is a good time to be working on it. And it also indicates blessings from Jesus and the support of other ascended spiritual teachers. Okay, so I feel like you're going to be doing some studying and more studying of this type of thing, of working with angels, working on honing your intuition and psychic development. I see more of that for you in your future, John. And if there's something that you've been that's been on your mind, that's something emotional that's been going on with they let it go. And we have more reasons.
You
still on?
You're breaking up. All I when you started
I'm
to
sorry.
Say this. Yeah, I lost you. It broke up when you started.
It broke
say,
up a bit there? Okay, I'll repeat that.
Yeah.
The last thing that I said was they also want to let you know if there's something that you have been, like, upset about or worried about, they want you to know, you know, so just trust that they got your back and that you have more untapped resources. That's what they're saying.
I have more what kind of resources?
Untapped resources. You have more resources
okay.
that are available to you.
Okay.
Saying, don't give up.
Right.
Okay? So
yeah.
If there's something that's been troubling you that you've been thinking about giving up on, some other thing, I don't know what it is, but just, you know, they're saying, don't worry, you have more untapped resources. That
okay.
was the last part of the message. Okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you for being on the
All
show.
All right. You're welcome, John.
Thank you,
Thanks
John.
For the call.
Thank
Thanks,
you, ladies.
John.
Evening.
And a blessing.
Yes.
Okay. Let's move on over here. We're going to Kathy. Kathy in Georgia.
Hello.
Hi. How are you, Kathy?
Oh, hi. This is Katie. How are you, ladies?
Oh, Katie.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Katie.
My
okay.
writing. I am sorry.
Katie.
Good.
Huh?
What can we do for you?
I am, so I want to attract new employment. I do have a position, but I do not like it. So I want something permanent. I want something, doing something I'm interested in doing. And I kind of need some guidance with, because I applied to a bunch of positions already, and I just need some guidance about it.
Okay. Okay, Katie. All right. So let's see. I'm pulling some cards for you. Guidance with the position. All right. Okay. Okay, so what I'm getting here is you have Archangel Gabriel, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is the archangel that his name means strength of God, and this is a very nurturing angel. He's an angel that is the protector of children and of parents, and he works with parents, and he works with people that work with children. He's an archangel of communication as well. So if it's something that you need to do with the lines of communication, you can call upon this archangel to help you better communicate whatever it is that you need to do, whether it's through speaking or writing, however it may be. Okay, and he's reminding you that you're loved and you have angelic support. Okay, and also from my angelic view cards, the angels are reminding you that you can ask them anything, anything at all. Nothing is too big or too small. You're not wasting their time. I had said this to a caller earlier tonight. You have to remember to call upon them. They're not going to go against your free will. They want to know that you need, that you would like their assistance. So you want to call them to help you. Okay. They're saying meditation is going to help with your question tonight. So if you spend some time meditating, the reason why they're probably suggesting this is because when we quiet our minds, we are letting meditating, we quiet that ego and that chatter, that mental chatter that goes on in our own minds and our own self, and we allow our minds to quiet down enough so that we can hear the advice of the angels. We can let those intuitive thoughts come in that have the messages and the information that you need in order to make the right choices and move forward, but to have the ideas that you need come to you. Okay, so meditation is going to help you. Okay. There also, the tarot cards show me that in the past, there's something that you've been feeling like in the doldrums about. So I guess it maybe has to do with your question about the employment. So it's not emotionally satisfying you. And you need a big change. But they're saying that in order for the change to come, you have to not resist change. Because somewhere deep down inside, people can be creatures of habit. And although we want the change, there's something that we fear about it. The fear of the unknown. Okay? So they're saying don't let that hold you back. Okay, and after that, you got the card of the Chariot. And the Chariot's saying that you may have to relocate, or you may be doing some commuting, okay, in order to have what it is that you want.
Yeah, because right now I'm working remote, but I've applied to positions out of town because I was thinking about moving to another state. So I applied for positions there. I've heard crickets from the other state, but I'm also looking to in-state, but just in another part of town, like to move to. But I have been working remote, and I was like, you know, it might be good if I can go into an office every once in a while and meet some friends, you know, actually see some people. Not that it's every day.
Yeah.
But I think that I have a degree, but you really could do good with it if you have your license, and I don't have my license yet. So it's kind of like, where do I fit in? Or I'm applying for these jobs, whereas I really can be the top person, but because I don't have the license. So it's like I'm looking for stuff where I can still do things, but I'm unlicensed. You get what I'm saying?
So in other words, you don't want to get the license?
No, I do want to get it. I really want to get it.
Okay.
Yes.
You do want to get it, but you just, in the meantime, you want to.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah, in the meantime,
gotcha.
I have
follow
to take
you.
Care
just
of myself.
I want to make sure I understand you, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, there's what it's showing here is just it's the biggest obstacle I see here is the fear of change. Even though you want it, it's saying that somewhere inside you're there's something that you know, you like to be comfortable and have your routine. But
interesting.
Okay. That's what I'm getting like, and we don't realize how like these feelings could really hold us back from getting what we want because we're repelling it. We're actually pushing, the energy is pushing it away. So
you know what I want
to
ask
on,
you? You spoke to another curl. I think you've done great. I love everything you said to everybody. You told another caller that she needs to, I guess, work on feeling worthy or something like that. And I was just wondering how, like what do people do?
Because you have to realize that we're all worthy. Everyone, you know, we're all children of God, and we're all worthy of having the life that makes us happy. It's, you know, it's like we don't have to be martyrs. Okay?
Right.
That's
yes.
what I mean. Like, be worthy. Don't feel, put yourself, give yourself a pat on the shoulder and you know, even if it's something simple that you accomplished in a day, sometimes just getting up and getting dressed is an accomplishment, depending on how we feel.
Yeah, it can be.
You
or
know?
Getting your hair done. Yeah.
Be easier on ourselves. You know, it's like the people, somehow there's something in the universe, the way it works, is there's some kind of pull out there where the people that believe that they can do something, they do it. And if they think they can't, they won't.
Yeah.
You have to believe in you.
And
okay.
ladies, you have to
well, thank
please talk
you.
To yes. running here. We got to move
okay.
on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
you're
we're
welcome.
Going to keep you on it. Katie, hold on. Okay, let's move on down here to Fran. Hi, Fran.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, hon. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for taking my call, Maria and ladies. Good to hear from you or hear of you and talk to you. Maria, I'm feeling creatively bound, but I feel strongly that when I relocate, that will change and also perhaps be a source of income. Can you tell me anything about that, please?
Okay, let's see what we got. Okay, interesting. All right, let's see. Okay, I'm just pulling some cards, shuffling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see what that is. Creatively bound. Oh, wow, yes. Okay. All right, what we got here? Okay, the angels are telling me that you have lots of potential, okay? And they're reminding you that the past can't be changed, but the future is full of possibilities, okay? And this is from my Angelic View Oracle cards, okay? They're also saying that spending time with animals is going to raise your positive vibrations, and it's going to allow you to become more receptive to the voice of your angels. And there are lots of benefits for that, for the body, mind, and spirit of spending time with animals. There's all kinds of ways to do it, too. Like, even if, some people have pets, some people don't. Some people want pets, but they can't have them for whatever reason. Maybe they live somewhere where pets aren't allowed. It doesn't have to be pets of your own. You can do volunteer work, and, the PetSmart, they have volunteers that come in and work with the animals. And then they have, I don't know if where you're located, but I've had a friend of mine that did something that she was really finding helpful, and they were calling it horse meditation. And it sounds strange, but It's there's people that have farms and horses, and they have people that will work with doing guided meditations, and the people sit around the animals, and they're just open in there. They're sitting in the nature and communing with animals, or maybe just going, taking a walk, going to to a lake or a pond and feeding ducks. I mean, anything to be around nature and animals is going to be very, very good for you. Okay.
Yeah. I thank you. I feel that strongly.
Perfect. And the angel numbers that come up for you are sixes. Okay. When you see repetitive patterns of sixes, that's a sign that your thoughts are out of balance. Okay, and they're saying that you're focusing too much on material wants. When you focus on your spiritual life and you have faith and trust that God will provide what you need, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
It'll get
mm-hmm.
better. You'll get what you need. Okay?
Okay.
And they're saying
yeah.
that in the past, it's like you've been there, done this before. And,
mm-hmm.
There also could be some past life experiences,
mm-hmm.
Coming through here as well. But you have
mm-hmm.
also the card of the sun, which is a very, very, very happy card in tarot. And they're saying that this really is a good time, and you should really, take advantage of the time now and be happy and focus on the blessings that you have instead of the things
mm-hmm.
that you don't have. And that this is, all of this is going to, when you're feeling like empowered like this and blessed and your vibrations are high, it's going to spark your creativity. Okay?
Okay.
Because you are definitely very creative. And, with creativity, in order to be, when people are creative, it's like our emotions are really involved in that. And
oh, yes.
When your vibrations are high and your emotions are high, you can be very, very productive. Now, some people, sad emotions can be motivating to them as well, and negative emotions could be, it depends on what it is that they're trying to create, and
mm-hmm.
it depends on what they do, an artist that paints or somebody that writes, their life experiences, sometimes they're not pleasant, but they bring about beautiful work. So, but
mm-hmm.
what I'm getting for you is that you need to be peaceful, calm, and you need to be in an uplifted state to be creative.
Yes, that makes sense. That makes all
mm-hmm.
the sense in the world. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Blessings. Thank you. God bless.
You.
Have a good evening. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You too. Angel blessings.
Let's move on here. This is Judy. Hey, Judy Jarvis.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. What's going on,
Hey,
girl?
Judy. Hi, how are you guys? Thank you for
good.
Maria for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
My question is, I'm having a hard time picturing my future. So I guess my question is, what is my next step on my spiritual journey?
Oh, that's a nice question. Okay. Let's see what the angels have to tell you, Judy. Okay, I'm going to put some cards for you and what they say for you. Judy's spiritual journey. I like that. Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. Okay, so what they're showing me is that in the past, okay, there was something that took place, some kind of a I don't know if it was an argument or something, some disagreement, and it just wasn't a win-win situation, okay? And it kind of took away from what could have been a happier time for you. And the... But I'm seeing but you have the Nine of Cups now in the present position, which means that nines are being near completion of something, and cups are about emotions. This is about a time of emotional fulfillment, okay? So it's saying don't let whatever that was, that argument that took place or whatever that discord was, don't bring that with you now going forward. Leave it in the past because you don't want
okay.
it to affect your happiness, okay? And then you also have the Five of Wands, and the Five of Wands is that reminding you to be more playful. Get outdoors, enjoy the outdoors, have fun, be with friends, and take some time for yourself and doing things that inspire you, okay? You're also getting a big hello from heaven, okay? So, yes, and if the discord had anything to do with this with somebody that's on the other side, know that they're apologizing. They don't want you to carry it forward with you. Okay?
Okay.
And the hello from heaven is reminding you that your loved ones are on the other side. They are at peace. They visit you in your dreams, and they send you signs in nature. And this could even include pets. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Angel numbers. Okay, you got the 444. Now, that is one of the most popular angel numbers that there is. And the fours are big, and anybody that works with angels and angel numbers, fours are very popular. And that's because when you see those repetitive signs, they're reminding you that you are surrounded and supported by so many angels. It's not just your guardian angel. You have lots of angels around you supporting you. And they're telling you, they're like giving you like a big thumbs up. They're saying, keep up the good work, keep moving forward. Stay focused on what it is that brings you happiness and leave anything that somebody might have said that hurt you. Don't rehash that in your mind. Leave it in the past. And like I said, if it was somebody that's on the other side, they're apologizing. They're coming through tonight and apologizing about that. Okay.
Okay.
And
thank you.
You're welcome. And the angels also are reminding you about healthy boundaries and that it's okay to say no.
Okay.
And they're saying that loud and clear. Tell Judy it's okay to say no. Do not feel guilty.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Judy. You have a great night. Angel blessings.
You too.
Judy will be on our show on the 25th. She is our psychic animal totem artist. And she will be at the Gilboa Museum Psychic Fair with Valerie Steele and a load of people. We'll be telling you more and more and more about it, and we're happy that she's going to be with us. We're going to go to our caller, John. John, how are you? John, Florida, John.
I am well, ladies. Thank you.
Hi,
Maria. Excellent show. Hi, Maria. Hey, Joanne. Maria, my question is, who chooses our archangel? Do we or do they choose us?
Who chooses the archangel?
Yeah, does the archangel choose us or we choose them?
Archangels, first of all, you're assigned, everyone is assigned a guardian angel. And your guardian angel is with you from the moment, you know, that you come into a thought, into existence. And they're with
me
your entire life. Right, but archangels are a little different. Now, archangels are angels that were created by God to help humanity. And there are many different archangels. Some of them are very well known, like Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel. And those are the three archangels who I have in my Angelic View Oracle cards, the deck that I designed. And those are the three that are mentioned by name in the Bible. Okay? Now, there are many other archangels that have I've studied and learned about that appear in other decks, and they have different names, like Samuel, I mentioned to the caller earlier. Okay? Now, these archangels are, the way we know about them, are from different scripture, different. They're not in the book of what they call the canon and what's accepted as scripture by the Catholic Church. I happen to be Catholic. Now there are other religions, different religions,
will work with different archangels, okay? But the thing about archangels is that they transcend religion. Almost every major religion in the world has a belief in archangels, okay? And Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel are the most popular ones that, that are usually known, but there are others. And there are the Dead Sea Scrolls is where many of the names were found, and those were in the caves of Qumran where they discovered the Dead Sea Scrolls. Now, these archangels, they have specialties. Some archangels are specialized in healing. Some specialize in protection. Some specialize in helping us find something that we're looking for. You know, they have all different kinds of things that they do. And we draw them, we can draw them to ourselves by just asking the angels to help us. You know, if you say, you know, angels, you know, please help me. I'm having trouble with my job, and I really would like to find a new job. I don't like where I'm working now. You know, I'm just making this up off the top of my head. Not that it has to do with you. I mean, I'm just giving an example. You will attract those kind of angels that do that kind of work. Now, it's beneficial to know which archangels are best to work with. Like, for example, Archangel Shamuel, whose name translates to God sees. This is like, this angel can help you find things. So if you're searching for a new job, this might be the archangel to call upon, okay? But it's not the one and only, okay? So you can call upon any of the archangels that you would like to call upon, okay? There are so many of them, okay? It's just a matter of faith, and it's, you know, a matter of educating yourself and finding out about the different, you know, the different archangels. You know, how did we learn about them? You know, where were they first written about? And studying that and seeing what feels right to you. Because it depends, you know, okay. Everybody, people are different. People have different religions. You know, some people aren't religious, they're just spiritual. So you got to, okay. This is how you would go about okay. it. So there's many different ones. And you could call upon whoever you want.
I do. Thank you. And am I on the correct path?
Are you on the correct path? So let's see what they have to say to you.
We don't have much time.
Okay, I'll do this quick. You want to know if John from Florida is on the correct path? Let's see what the angels have to say. Okay, and I'm going to pull another one. Let's see what we get. Okay, John. Okay, well, you have Archangel Gabriel around you, in case you would. Curious, okay, and
yes.
Archangel Gabriel is a great archangel to work with for motivation, okay, and also for creative endeavors when it comes to writing, okay, also with speaking. If you had to give a speech, for example, you know, and you wanted to, you know, communicate your ideas effectively in a speech, you could call upon Archangel Gabriel, or if you work with children and you want help with that. Okay, especially creative writing, okay? Okay, now, the angels are saying that they come to you in your dreams, okay? I don't know, do you remember your dreams when you wake up?
I write them down, yeah.
Good, you write them
so,
down.
Yeah.
Okay, do that because the angels are going to come to you during your sleep and when you're dreaming because you're more open and receptive at that time. So they're reminding you that they're bringing you messages and guidance during your sleep and your dreams. Okay. They're reminding you also that you got the card of education from my angelic the oracle cards. And it says it's never too late to learn something new. So they want you to learn more about them. So you should start studying more about the archangels because they want to work with you. Okay. And prayers.
Okay.
You got the card of prayers. And they're saying, we hear your thoughts and prayers, and we're working behind the scenes on your behalf right now. So
excellent. Hey,
hope you find that helpful.
I did. And just so you know, you had mentioned earlier about Gabriel. He works with children and parents. And
yes.
I run child loss bereavement groups and spouses.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and now, Gabriel is one of the archangels I speak.
Now,
Do you do any blog writing for your organization?
No, I do not.
Maybe you should think about that.
Okay.
Because I think this Archangel would help you with that.
Okay. Good.
All righty.
Thank you. Thank you very
much.
You're
welcome. Well, let me know if you do. Okay.
Okay.
I'd like to read it.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. You're welcome.
Okay.
Blessings.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
And Maria, how do people find you?
Oh, I would love them to visit my website, mariagmas.com. Okay, and I'm also on Facebook. I have a Facebook business page. It's Mystic Insights Tarot. Okay, that's my Facebook page. But if you go to mariagmas.com, you'll get the link to everything. You'll get the link to my Facebook page. If you're an email person, email me maria@mariagmas.com. That's the best way to find anything about me is on my website.
Wonderful. And Joanna, how do people find you?
Oh, you can find me on Facebook under Joanna Garfrey McNally. You can call me at 631-836-7666. And you could always find me here on a Monday night with I've Got Your Number.
And
you can always find
me
someplace.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say you can just always find me somewhere, even on Twitter at Garfrey McNally.
I want to also mention that at the fair we're going to have Joe's Jam and Jams. Everything is natural. Nothing is artificial. No sugars. The woman puts her heart and soul in the jams. Great gifts. I hope you'll join us. That is July 31st. The rain date is August 7th. We will be there. A whole load of us will be there. Vendors will be there. Wonderful jewelry makers will be there. And we hope that you could be there with us, too. Maria, thank you. Thank you so much, and I wish you the best of success in all that you are doing and your new show and your new book and your new cards and everything.
Thank you so much, Lois, and thank you, Joanna, and thank you, Tricia, all of you that were here tonight. And thank you to the callers. I really enjoyed it, and I wish everybody a wonderful evening and angel blessings. And I hope you visit my website, mariagmas.com.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Monday
thank
night.
You.
Join
blessings.
Us. We'll be with Julian Michaels, numerologist. Good night, everybody.
Good night.